When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to the program, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app. It's free for your phone. Take us anywhere you go. Podcast after 10 o'clock this morning. It'll be up there. And so you miss something, you can just go back and get it. It's that easy. Welcome to a Friday. Good morning, Carson.
Woo! Good morning, BJ.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing. I'm just glad it's Friday. I'm a little tired. I'm not going to lie.
Let me try this with Spadell. Spadell, what's up?
What's up?
Let me try this with Jamie. Jamie, what's up?
What's up? Oh, my God. My eyeballs are so swollen. The pollen count is...
You have a problem every day.
Look at him. Look. No. The pollen...
I'm just saying. Swollen. I'm just saying. your eyes get swollen. And your eyes are bugging
your,
out.
Your back always hurts. You're always tired.
Look, I'm just pointing out.
Your back always hurts. Yesterday, did you not say the day before and the day before and the day before your back hurt?
I have back problems. Yeah. There's no doubt about that. I got leg problems. I got all kinds of problems, man.
All right. Well,
got problems at home. Got problems at work. Got problems everywhere I go, man. Speaking of problems. Man, did that CEO thing blow up yesterday from the Coldplay show.
Oh, it was everywhere.
That poor dude, man. This guy's worth $1.2 billion. And it turns out, Jamie, you were dead on. That woman is in a world of trouble because she was the HR director.
Oh, she was?
Yeah. Wow. The HR
person. I don't even like his statement. We'll read it here in a little bit. But his statement is even lame. He blames Coldplay.
Yeah, he does. You're right. And when you watch the full video, you could see the people around them, especially that one lady. There's one lady in the shot. She knows. She knows this is trouble because she's like, oh, my God, they're caught. They're caught. She's in on it, man. Oh, no. Oh, he ducks out of the way. The other lady, the HR director, runs from the scene.
I mean, he's not worth a billion. The company's worth a billion, but I believe he's worth hundreds of millions probably.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Well, his wife's going to be, too.
And she took her, she took his name off of her Facebook page, her married name.
She did?
She erased it, yeah.
I didn't see any response from her.
She just took the last name off.
Imagine, man. Right? You're skipping out on your wife. You're taking the HR director to a Coldplay show. They decide to put a kiss cam on you. There you are, all cuddled up together. Your wife actually sees it. Once it breaks on the internet, it goes viral. It's everywhere, man. And you're the CEO of the company. She's HR director. It's not good. It's a Coldplay show that cost him millions.
Oh, my God. And then for him, again, we'll get the statement, but it was something like, you know, I went out for a lovely evening. Shut up. Don't say that. It was supposed to be a day of like music and whatever. It's like, don't even say that.
No, I would come up with something like, I didn't know she was going to be there.
Yeah.
She was feeling faint. I was trying to hold her up. It was just, you know, me just trying to be a friend.
Have you seen the people that have done the what he should have done videos?
Yeah.
Like the Heimlich maneuver.
Yeah.
That's what made me think of that.
Right?
You got to come up with an excuse.
Yeah.
And then all the memes of various people in that same pose. Have you seen those?
That's what I'm talking about. But it's like people like what he should have done. And when the camera goes on him, that he should have been trying to Heimlich.
Right, right.
Like she was choking.
Yeah. But they took also like other famous people and put them together, people that hate each other.
Well, now they're doing AI videos of like him like coming up and trying to explain himself as it's happening. It's hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy, man. You talking about a died out at a concert that just ruined your life.
Well, and he made it worse by like ducking like that.
He did.
If he wouldn't have,
well,
if
what would you
just,
do?
No,
I would duck too. I would duck and get the hell out of there.
But like, I don't think anything would have even questioned it, except for people that they knew. But he made it worse by like diving
I
under.
I agree. And he did.
Their reaction was what it made it, like, people search it.
Shredil, you want to read that?
Yeah, so it says, what was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a...
Wait, right now. I'm the wife. I'm already pissed. It was not supposed to be a night of music and joy.
Maybe her name is Joy.
Maybe. No. All right, keep going.
What was supposed to be a night of music and joy turned into a deeply personal mistake playing out on a very public stage. I want to sincerely apologize to my wife, my family, and the team at Astrometer. You deserve better for me as a partner, as a father, and as a leader.
You can't fix this. I'm sorry, pal.
Read the very end where he talks about being put on video. It says...
I also want to express how troubling it is that I should have been a private moment became public without my consent. I respect artists and entertainers, but I hope we can all think more deeply about the impact of turning someone else's life into a spectacle.
See?
Well, also the impact of cheating on your wife. You might want to put that in there too while you're
at it. That's why people are even more mad at him. Like, you didn't even really take accountability. Like, at the beginning you said, it should have been so much fun, oh my God. And then at the end it's like, oh my God, I'm so mad at Coldplay.
Yeah. And you said this yesterday, on just about every ticket you buy, it says that, you know, you can be filmed.
Yeah.
That
your
caption can be taken, can be exposed. He got busted.
So crazy.
Poor
right?
dude. All right, we have to take a break. We'll be right back. BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Welcome to a Friday, July 18th. Today's going to be a little bit hotter today with a chance of afternoon thundershowers. The weekend dead ahead, though. I know you guys went down to the Cirque Soleil last
night.
Yeah,
it was really good.
Big media party along with the rest of the public that was there. Bought tickets. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, I saw Kathy J, and she said, tell you guys hi.
Oh, okay.
Yep. And so, yeah, it was really good. I took my son. He had chicken fingers.
Nice.
Yeah.
That was
his dinner?
That was his dinner.
That was his dinner. Yeah. I was like, wait, what are you doing?
Whenever you're like at an event, like if I don't eat, I go to an abs game, chicken tenders.
Chicken tenders,
automatic.
Right? It's like, what? Okay.
It's a staple.
It is. It was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun.
Yeah, those acts come to town, man. They are so impressive. How they do that and the way they twist and turn and... it's crazy. It's crazy.
Yeah,
and they're
it was
so
really
talented.
Good.
And when you go to one, because I've been to, oh, geez, just like you, Jamie, I've been to probably a dozen of these things, right? But they're always amazing. Yeah. It's always something different.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. They're always different.
That
is true.
Well, and
it's
this one had amazing. Like a huge guy, a huge man, I guess you could call him, but he almost went up to the ceiling of the tent.
Yeah, but you know what? My kid ruined it.
Why?
Magnets. That's all I'm going to say. I'm not going to ruin it for anybody else. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to ruin it for anybody else because we want you to go see it. But he's like, he leans over and I was like, that's incredible. He goes, magnets. I'm like, oh, come on.
Yeah. Why do you have to ruin it for me?
I never thought of that. To elevate.
They were stacking stuff.
Yeah. Magnets.
Like, you just ruined it.
I didn't even think about that, honestly.
Man. I didn't either. It takes a little physicist.
Yeah.
I'd never take that kid to a Penn and Teller show out in Vegas.
No. He just leaned over
everything.
And ruins everything.
Ruined it all. They got a big night tonight at Elitch Gardens. They're doing their adult swim party tonight.
Oh, nice.
I'll bet that gets crazy.
I bet it is. Yeah. Those are fun.
They even stress alcohol available.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Though. That sounds wacky.
Although I've seen some of those before, and I don't want to be in that soup. Because we went to the Bellagio. We used to have concerts in the pool.
Yep.
I don't know if you guys have ever done those, but everybody stands in the pool, and they have it was the B-52s back in the day. Yep. And they were on stage, and I was looking around, and George Maloof was my friend, and I go, hey, get in. He's like, I am never getting in that water.
I did a night swim at the Encore, and it was the same thing. I was like, man, it's just all been marinating during the day, and then everyone's getting in, and going to the bathroom.
No, everybody's peeing because there's a concert.
Yeah.
Should be a good time at Eels tonight. Make sure you get your tickets.
Right? Oh, Lord.
One night only. Kids are not allowed. It's called Glowtopia.
Wow.
21 and older. After our party, alcohol infused, it even says in the article.
Yeah.
I bet.
That's really bragging about it. Would you use alcohol infused to promote it? That's pretty cool.
And they have live DJs.
Got it all going on.
Yeah, wow.
DJ Squizzy Taylor's going to be there.
Oh, he's my favorite.
Squizzy?
Oh, yeah.
DJ Pause to the Music?
Mm-hmm.
You like him?
Oh, yes. All of them.
Oh, I see. Squizzy is the official DJ of the Denver Broncos.
Oh.
Yeah, I didn't know we had an official DJ.
He's also on our sister station.
Oh, he is?
Yeah, he's on KS.
Oh, Squizzy is?
Yeah, Squizzy Taylor.
I've never met Squizzy.
Yeah, he's over there.
Squizzy's over across how the would, hall.
Yeah. How would Jamie and I know Squizzy if we run into him at the bathroom or something?
I'm pretty sure he's on in the afternoon.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We're not
so you
here.
Wouldn't run into
okay.
him.
Okay, yeah. So we're never going to see Squizzy, are we?
No.
Okay, well, so he's on party. KS. Wow. Yeah.
What
all
is
right,
that? We work with Squizzy?
Yeah.
The official DJ of the Denver Broncos?
Yeah.
Wow.
I can see you at Elitch's in the water with Squizzy.
Yeah.
I could do, Jamie. With my snorkel and my mask and my flippers.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd go. I'd show up in full scuba gear. Even a tank to stay underwater.
Where's the party?
Yeah.
What a way to kick off the weekend, man.
Nice.
There you go. All right, BJ and Jamie Tabloid Trash. The big story is Stephen Colbert. He is out. Done. The show is over. According to CBS, they're canceling the late night show. Not just him and replacing him. They're getting rid of the whole damn
thing. The whole thing, yeah.
They said that we're done with late night television. That's a crazy story. All right, we got that for
sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We have a lot more coming up.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
What network is Jimmy Kimmel on?
He is on ABC, I think.
Yeah.
Is he?
Okay, ABC, yeah. So, I think he's next.
Jimmy Kimmel went after CBS with a no-holds-barred message after his pal and longtime friend Stephen Colbert announced The Late Show will be ending in 2026 after 10 seasons on the air.
Colbert.
What did I say?
Colbert.
Oh, sorry.
We do it all the time. I do it, too.
Colbert.
Colbert. Colbert.
Cole.
Colbert.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Colbert.
Yeah.
Colbert. C-O-L.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know B-E-R-T. What I like to call him? Steven. Yeah. Just Steven. It's fine. Yeah. Anyway. After 10 seasons, he's been canceled. And here's the thing. He said, Jimmy Kimmel said this. He said, love you, Steven. F you and all your Sheldons, CBS. Now, let me tell you something. I love all the Sheldons. Those are some of the best shows ever. And the fact the way they did it and, like, made it where he is, you know, older, the older Sheldon, so great. Because it's not Weird Science. What's the show called?
Big Bang Theory.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory. And then he becomes young Sheldon. I mean, it's genius.
They do hang their hat on that.
Yeah, they do. But it's great television. Meh. Except for when the dad dies. You guys see that part on young Sheldon?
No.
The dad dies.
Oh,
it's so sad. They're getting ready to do a family photo shoot. Mm. And then the coach and the principal knock on the door.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, Mary, I know all this stuff. Anyway, they said, Mary, we have some bad news. And she's like, where is whatever his name is? And they're like, he's passed away.
Oh.
Now they're not going to have the family photo shoot.
They could prop him up.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, weekend.
You've already got a photographer.
That
you might as well
true.
Do it.
They were all dressed up for nothing. All dressed up for nothing. Speaking of which, I heard your photo shoot went really well yesterday.
I feel like I was at a middle school yearbook photo shoot. The only thing missing were the stars behind us.
Or a balloon arch. Yeah, you needed a balloon arch behind you.
I'm not expecting a lot.
Oh, my God. That's so funny. My dad was a professional photographer, so he had to do all the proms, all the homecomings, all the Little League stuff, everything.
Oh,
it was
yeah.
so embarrassing, like, because I'd go with my boyfriend to the prom. There's my mom and dad.
Yeah.
Right in the corner with the big balloon rainbow thing.
You want your picture?
Yeah. I'm like, let's not even get it. There'd be a line for my dad to take everybody's picture. I'm like, this, no, it's fine. All right, anyway, the huge story, if you're under a rock, you don't know about this, but everybody else does, and that's the Coldplay story. My God, it's from the Kiss Cam. Innocent enough, right? All of a sudden, Coldplay is playing at Gillette Stadium near Boston Wednesday night. And as you know, they did the Kiss Cam. And all of a sudden, boom, they pan onto this CEO. His name is Andy Byron. And he had his arms wrapped a woman who is not his wife. Yeah. And so her name is Kristen. So Andy was like honking on Kristen. And Kristen also works at the company. And they're both, shocker, married to other people and have kids.
She's the HR director. She's supposed to be the one that says, this is not something we can do. Okay. You can't be doing this.
No. No fraternization.
No.
No. So as soon as the two saw themselves on the screens, he quickly let go of her. Like, oh, I didn't do it! And then he dived out of the shot. She turned around. And then the people around him were so happy they were busted.
Yeah.
You could just tell. They were just like, yeah!
The one lady was shocked. Her face is like, oh, my God, they got caught.
And it didn't help at all when Chris Martin said, wow, I think they might be having an affair.
Yeah.
He said that right on the mic, live on the mic. He said, I think they're having an affair or they're shy. I don't know what's going on here. The company is worth $1.3 billion. This Byron guy has served as the CEO of the company since 2023. My guess is he's going to be out, but I don't know. And she is too.
I think they're both going to be out.
Yeah.
The astronomer company did come out and say they're saying that that statement is fake, that it wasn't him.
Because it's so poorly written.
Yeah, so they're saying it's fake.
Okay, good. That makes me feel better, because it's horrible.
And he hasn't made a statement yet.
Okay. All right, well, that's good, because there is a viral statement going around, and it's so poorly written, and I even thought to myself, he didn't even go with AI. Like, it's so poorly written.
He's still on the floor.
Yeah, he probably is.
Playing there crying.
Yeah,
are you kidding?
Yeah.
You can't write anything.
Because, okay. Because when he says it was supposed to be a night of fun and music, I was like, you don't say that.
No.
You know? So, okay, good. I'm glad that they said it was fake. So we'll see what happens with this couple, but I mean, not this couple, the whole situation, but man, it's everywhere. The memes are awesome. One of them says Coldplay hasn't released any singles for ages, but they created two last night.
Yeah.
That one went viral too. I feel like Travis Kelce and his brother got in a fight.
Why?
Because they're ending their New Heights podcast.
Well, they say it's because of the training camp.
Yeah,
I don't know. Well, they were on there, and that's what he mentioned. He said training camp's coming up. Travis has been accused of not putting it all toward football. And so in order to do that, we need to move forward without doing the podcast.
Well, they're not going to say they got in a fight.
Well, no, I agree with you, but that was the explanation I saw.
Travis Kelce, brother Jason, have announced there will be no new episodes of their smash hit podcast, New Heights, for the foreseeable future.
Wow.
Jason, I know, right? That's what I'm saying. I think they had a little tiff. Jason may be retired from the NFL, but his younger brother is still active, about to start training camp with the Chiefs. As a result, the brothers will not be releasing new episodes of the show, which has 2.5 million subscribers.
I think that he's been accused of having too much activities going on outside of football, Travis, that is. And I think he's just trying to focus and make it much, much better this year.
We've come to the end of the road, is what Jason said.
That's crazy because they just signed a $100 million deal?
Yeah.
And it doesn't take that much to do
a
podcast.
Especially with all the people around them, it literally, they pop in for 30 minutes.
Yeah, he could do that. He could do that on his off day.
That's why
I'm telling you. That's what I'm telling you. They had a falling out.
They'll be back after the football
season. Your statement is, we've come to the end of the road, that's a little shady to me.
That's weird.
Yeah. I love this story. 7 years after Lindsey Buckingham's departure from Fleetwood Mac in 2018, the iconic duo of Stevie Nicks and Buckingham have stirred fan excitement. They both they wrote Instagram posts. You know, they used to hate each other, and they had a love story like none other. I just made that part up, but they did. Nick shared the handwritten lyrics, and if you go forward, and then Buckingham responded, I'll follow you there. Oh, it's so sweet. I love this. This lyric duet comes shortly after Mick Fleetwood posted himself listening to the same song. So we got all of them singing or, you know, listening to this song. So we're thinking that maybe a new album is on its way. We don't know what's going on. Although I don't think she has the voice that she once did. But neither Buckingham nor Nicks has officially commented on why they're they're writing all this. If you remember, Buckingham was ousted from the band in 2018 after a fallout with Nicks. He's since blamed her for the split, whereas she described the situation as toxic and said she stepped away willingly in 2024. Mick, however, who also boned her, expressed hope that they all heal. So that was a whole thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Man, that was crazy. And then finally for you, the Duchess of Sussex. The whole Netflix thing. Number 383 for this whole entire year.
Sussex sucks.
Yeah, it does, right? It was watched by just 5.3 million viewers.
And Carson.
Yes.
I'm proud.
5.3 million and one.
And Carson. Yep. I stand by you, Megan.
Man, did they lose their ass on this one or what?
Oh, my God.
Netflix paid him $100 million. Her show comes in 300 and some. His is like in the thousands. That whole thing. I mean, you talk about a bomb. This was a bomb.
With Love, Megan, which was widely panned as like going to be this huge thing. It was all about her brand. She wanted media domination. Well, it is, as they call it, floundered.
You know, and after, you know, we played that Oprah interview yesterday where she was talking about the Sussex and the Ducks and all that. But I feel like part of Hollywood is even turning on her.
Yeah.
Like, they don't really, she's like, I don't know, bad luck, poison, something like that, that they just don't want to be, they don't want to be their name associated with her.
Well, when you pay $100 million for a show, you expect more than 383rd place.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, you expect top 10.
Jamie, I was seeing yesterday, you know, you're talking about the Stephen Colbert thing, right?
Right.
I was seeing yesterday, and they listed all the late night shows and all the viewership. Seth Meyers is at the bottom. He has 100,000 people watching.
That's it?
That's it.
100,000?
Within the demo. 18 to 49 adults.
Yeah.
He has 100,000. 110, I think it was. I think overall he had like 800,000, but he had 100,000 wow. within the demo that they can sell for commercials. That's the way they look at it. But it was hard. We have more.
That's what I was going to say. Just remember, advertisers, radio brings in a lot more than that.
We have more listeners than they want to have yeah. viewers.
Wow. That's
Seth Meyers is going to be the next one to go.
I yeah. agree with you.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's see here. What am I seeing about Chicken Fry? Brianna. I'll read this in a minute. I guess she's going to release video. Is that right?
Oh.
We thought this might happen yesterday, right?
Yep.
I guess Brianna Chicken Fry is maybe thinking about releasing videos of Zach Bryan.
Oh, this is going to get juicy.
Isn't it crazy? Mm. Oh, my God. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Welcome to a Friday. The weekend's almost here. Going to be mostly sunny today. Chance of afternoon showers. A little bit hotter today. 92 for a high. Big weekend coming up because it's going to be warm. People are at the pool. Lots going on this weekend. Biggest story out there, obviously, is this CEO that got busted at the Coldplay show. This guy, his life has been ruined for the next several weeks anyway, right?
So has his wife's.
Yeah, it's, you know, absolutely
kids,
horrible for
everybody, right?
Yeah. And it's everywhere. I mean, can you imagine that you show up for a Coldplay show and you're relatively unknown throughout the world and all of a sudden you are the picture now that's circulating everywhere?
I mean, everybody knows your name now.
Yeah. Everybody.
Everybody knows what you look like, and you're a meme, you're a joke, you're a TikTok thing.
You're part of history now.
Yeah, you are.
The only thing good that comes from this is now everybody knows about a company named Astrometers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep, I guess so.
That's about it. That's about anything you can get out of it. And to make it worse, and I didn't even see this part coming, the lady in the picture that he's cheating with is an HR director.
Yeah, that's bad too.
If you work at a company with HR, well, just about everybody has one, right? The director is out cheating?
It was a team building exercise. That's what it was.
Trust fall.
What a story.
Yeah, that's
this
crazy.
Guy cannot dunk fast enough.
Well, I just love the creativity that's going on the internet with it.
I know.
Yeah. My girlfriend just sent me a picture of two cats watching Coldplay, and it's just bizarre. I can't even explain it. It's gone viral.
All right, a couple of viral things that are out there, too. Let's play the Scottie Scheffler thing, okay?
Oh, my God. So in golf, as you all know, it's the most boring thing to watch on the planet, right? And not only is it boring to watch, but the commentators are so stuffy that they're always like, we're heading towards the sea. Right? They never laugh. Nothing's ever funny. These guys lost their minds during this shot. Lost their minds. So Scottie Scheffler, he hits the ball, hits it well, and somebody farts.
Yeah.
And it's caught.
Do they know who it is?
I don't. They,
it says it was someone in the crowd.
That was near somebody in the crowd.
Yeah. So you know how they put the mics? You know how they put the mics all over the ground and stuff? It was just somebody random. Yeah.
They want that trush sound, you know? Yep. Instead, they get a...
And Carson and I were talking about it a minute ago. It's almost fake.
Yeah, it's so perfectly timed that when they release the fart, it was just the ball's in the air. It's totally silent. And then you're just...
I used to, in like the eighth grade or whatever, I had this little keychain that had four different fart sound effects. I feel like that's number two on my keychain.
Yeah. Do we know if it's fake or not?
Nobody's saying it.
Yeah. Nobody's saying?
No.
Do we know when it happened? When was this?
Yesterday, I think.
Was it yesterday?
I don't know.
I watched part of the golf tournament yesterday. I didn't see this part, so I don't know when it happened.
It was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. This is it.
Scheffler.
Oh, my
God. What are you laughing about? There's so much to say about that shot. It's something off the club face. Oh, it's extraordinary. Let's stick to the golf. Just a little bit of wind from behind.
A little wind.
Just helped to ease down the green. There's an echo as well. What a shot from Scheffler.
Wait a minute, it happened twice?
No. They were just...
That was the replay.
Yeah, they replayed.
Oh. Yeah.
It's perfect.
It is perfect. And those guys were crying. The commentators, and then the one guy tries to stop him. He's like, let's just stick with the goal.
I want to hear about the part.
He tries to shut him down. Let's just stick with the goal.
Man, you can't run from that.
No, you can't.
I mean, if you're a commentator, if you don't point it out, I mean... It looks a little dumb. I mean, it's so obvious what happened. Great. All right, I got another piece of audio here. We got to love the internet, right? This is a drunk newscaster. This lady is so hammered.
Oh,
it's
no.
Unbelievable.
Where's this from?
Spadale, do you have the...
I have to figure out where she's from.
All right, because we pulled the story, but I don't know. It was circulating yesterday. She lost her job. She was fired. We do know that, right? Yeah. All right, so here we go. This is the lady. She went on the air. And, Jamie, when you look at her, her eyes are so bloodshot. It's
unbelievable. And you don't know what station? Where was this? Was it like a small town or was it a big town?
I don't know. Okay. All I saw was the video.
Oh, okay.
And it didn't have the call letters of the TV station.
Okay, gotcha.
And there was no story attached to it. It was just, this lady has been fired, is all it said. Here it is.
Thank you so much, Emma, for that report. You know, the exhibit is open until August, so you can still check that out. Discover Schenectady. You should really check that out. They do so many good things in Schenectady. The leaders there, they are hopeful that that exhibit's going to bring even more events and exhibits to the area and the future. And so moving on tonight is we have to tell you also, you know, like other news that's happening in the area and across the, you know, the area in the nation.
She is so slurring everything she says. She's hammered. I don't know how you get on TV like that. I just don't understand who in the room.
I think it happens a lot more than you know. There's rumors that in Los Angeles that one of the guys, the very popular weather guy, that the rumor is that he would do the 10 o'clock news and then, you know, do the front end of it or whatever. And then he'd go across the street to the bar, do a bunch of shots, and then do the 11 o'clock news.
Wow.
It's very common. Yeah. I know a guy here that told me he did that here in town.
Oh,
I had lunch with him.
Oh.
Had lunch with him one day downtown. He said, I come here all the time in between newscasts.
That's funny.
Yeah. She's on CBS in Albany.
Albany, New York.
Yeah.
Well, she used to, right?
Yeah.
She's gone.
Not
CBS.
Anymore.
She got the key. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on a Friday. If you're looking for something to do this weekend, I'm sure Jamie and Carson strongly suggest you run down to Ball Arena and you see Cirque Soleil.
It's so funny. Carson treats his mom just like my son treats me. We're just talking off the air, right? Because Carson has beautiful pictures on Facebook of Cirque du Soleil. Yeah. I mean, he took really great pictures. Well, literally, my kid was like, Mom, do not take your phone out. Because what they say is you're allowed to take pictures. Just turn the screen light down for the courtesy of everyone else. And don't use any flash because the performers, it'll throw them off while they're trying to, you know, stay on the slack lining. Was amazing.
Oh, it was crazy.
Yeah,
cool.
So they're slack lining, right? And so a flash would throw them off. So my kid looks at me after they make the announcement. He goes, don't even pull your phone out. And I go, why? He goes, because for sure you'll accidentally set the flash off.
He knows you.
He does.
He knows.
He does. And Carson, I was just telling Carson, Carson goes, oh my God, I told my mom you have got to turn down your screen light.
Yeah. She had it on full bore. Like, it was on the brightest setting. And I was like, you got to turn that down. If you're going to take pictures, and I was weary of taking pictures for her because I was like, she definitely has her flash on. I know she does. So I checked it like 17 times.
Can you imagine if it was your fault that one of those guys ladies were way up top there, or they're walking on one of those tight wires, and all of a sudden your flash, you've got the flash, it goes off and boom, down they go.
So funny.
I'm scared of every time I take her somewhere.
Every time those shows come to town, they are absolutely phenomenal. Everyone I've seen has been, and you guys, you saw it last night.
Yeah.
They're amazing. They really are. Tickets are available.
Both of us recommend getting tickets. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. We were leaving here yesterday. Jamie and I got caught in the hallway by another employee here, and they were talking about this Balloon Boy, which is on Trainwrecks, which is on Netflix. You can go and see it. But she was talking about how Balloon Boy was so captivating. I think we forget the people that were here at the time. And even if you weren't here and you had an association with Denver, you kind of related to it. But I think we forget how intense that was.
Right? You do. Until everybody starts talking about it again, right?
Well, the idea was that there is a little boy, like 5 years old, inside of a balloon that's out of control.
Thousands
fighter jets,
of thousands
airplanes.
Thousands of feet in the air.
Trying to catch this kid. And then there was a point, which I forgot about until she brought it up yesterday, when the balloon landed, it was empty.
Well, she even brought up that we saw something fall from it.
That's exactly I'm going to, is that when it landed, if you remember, it was empty. And the first speculation was, oh my God, he fell out of the balloon. He's dead. We got to search for this kid. That's before he came out of the attic and said, my dad told me to hide.
Exactly. You know? Yeah.
Right. I mean, that eventually came along.
How many episodes is it? Do you know?
I think it's only one.
I think it's just one, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think Trainwreck is several episodes. Your Poop Cruise is a part of Trainwrecks, right?
Right.
So there are several episodes, but I think Balloon Boy's one.
Yeah, it's only
it?
One episode. Yeah. It's the sixth episode of that series.
Oh,
yeah.
Because she said yesterday, she goes, tonight I find out about where they are.
She hadn't finished watching it.
Oh, is that what she was talking about?
I think that's what she was talking about. Right. But she was talking about how intense, and until you watch it again, you don't realize what it was. I think besides Columbine, it's probably the biggest Colorado story I ever saw.
Crazy.
It was absolutely huge. Now, Poop Cruise. Jamie saw this one. Now, you've raved about this one. Not exactly.
Well, not like.
Not like it's a must watch to a feel good story.
No.
Anything like that. It's just, it's wow factor, you know?
And I don't want to give anything away. It's called The Poop Cruise. It's part of that series and of Trainwreck on Netflix. You can go find all these on Netflix. And it's just that you can't believe they can't get help. That's what you can't believe.
I love cruise ships, I've gone on many cruises. I don't know if I'd go again.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
There's been too many scenes like this one we're about to play for you. This boat just got back to Los Angeles. It went down to Mexico. Spent 7 days out on the water, and everybody just about on the boat had diarrhea.
Ugh.
They'd caught something in the food. They don't know where it came from. They don't know. But they couldn't even, they were so sick, they couldn't even bring it back to port because they were afraid whatever it was going to spread amongst the population.
That happens a lot. Remember, we've had those norovirus,
yeah,
right?
Yep. Yeah. You get it. You have to stay out in the water because you don't want to contaminate when you get back to port. All the employees, all that. Here's the story.
The CDC is investigating a gastro outbreak aboard Royal Caribbean's.
when they lead off with gastro.
Yeah, you know what that means.
In the news story.
We know what that means.
It's downhill from here, right? Yep.
The CDC is investigating a gastro outbreak aboard Royal Caribbean's Navigator of the Seas. Now, the illness impacted 134 guests, or about 3.4%, and seven crew members during a seven-night sailing that ended on July 11th. Now, for reference, anything above 3% has to be reported to the CDC. While norovirus is suspected, the exact cause hasn't been confirmed.
Darn Nora. I don't know where the Nora comes from, but man, oh man.
So
go check out that Balloon Boy thing.
Yeah.
Because I'm telling you, you won't realize until you watch it again how amazing that story turned out to be. It's crazy.
I'm excited about seeing that one.
Yeah. All right. BJ, Jamie series. Morning Show live here on this Friday morning. Tabloid Trash is coming up.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I can't get over your pictures, Carson, of Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, thanks.
They're really good. I'm like, did you videotape those and then just edit them?
No.
Caught that guy in midair like that? You can see him on BJ and Jamie on the fan page, on BJ and Jamie Facebook page. Caught him right in the air.
Although I will say it was... I mean, I was just snapping.
You are?
I was trying to, because it's hard to time those kinds of things.
At least you let your mom take pictures.
I love how he's like, don't even try,
don't
mom.
Don't even take your phone out of your purse, mom. Such a lovely child. All right, anyway. Okay, like we said, get your Cirque du Soleil tickets. It was a great show. Great, 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 great show. Okay, and I met a lot of people, too. A lot of great people and that listened to the show and stuff. They were there as well. So hi to you guys. Denise Richards. This is really a sad story. Denise Richards' estranged husband. I don't know if you guys know who Denise Richards is. She used to be married to Charlie Sheen. She became famous on TikTok. Not TikTok. OnlyFans. She makes about $250,000 a month on OnlyFans. Ooh. She was also Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. She has her own show on Bravo as well. It's like Keeping Up with Denise Richards or something. I don't know. And she showed a picture of her black eye. She got a restraining order against her psycho husband, and she filed to end their marriage. He says that he needs $150,000 a month to live.
Really?
Yeah, that's what he says he spends.
Yeah, so do I.
Right?
I don't argue with that.
Yeah.
No.
That's what he says his monthly nut, if you will, is $150,000 a month. And so she showed a picture of her black guy. She got a restraining order against him. He says that she was just fall down drunk and she hit her face on something when she was drunk.
Well,
she doesn't seem to drink a lot, I have to be honest, on the show.
She used to.
No. Charlie did. She didn't.
I thought she did,
no,
too.
No, it was his other ex-wife, that one that was crazy.
Well, I remember her, Brooke.
Yeah, but no.
Brooke Mueller or whatever her name was. Yeah, I remember her. Denise, she was a drinker.
Denise isn't really...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so...
I don't know what happened there. He denies it, right?
He does. He does indeed, so...
Hmm.
He's crazy, though. He was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and he's like a healer or something. He tried to be an actor, and it didn't work out, so he's some kind of healer.
I will say, though, and I'm not saying that he didn't do what she's claiming he did. Her black eye, you can't get more perfect than that. I mean, it is. I mean, usually it's black around this side, and maybe this side's a little lighter. I mean, it is just a solid black eye.
That's bad. It doesn't look good at all. President Trump needs a new makeup artist. I don't know who the hell tried to cover up the bruises on his hand, but they did not use the right color of makeup. Did you guys see that picture? It went viral.
It was everywhere. It was terrible.
It was horrible. I would fire that person immediately. God, they put like the color of ivory on his hand to cover up his bruises. And it doesn't even, like, it's not even blended. It's just awful.
They thought no one would figure that out.
Exactly. It was just awful. But anyway, I guess he's been diagnosed with benign and common vein disease. They said he's 79 years old, and it's very common. But so thank God that they came out and said that, because that is such a conspiracy thing going around with his hand. You know, half of it was ivory and half of it was, you know, kind of pink. And so everybody's going up in arms. So
I've never heard of this.
What?
This disease?
Yeah, I think it's just...
Never heard of it.
You know how older people start to bruise?
Well, yeah, that and circulation.
Yeah.
You know, I get it.
So yeah. I think that's what it's about.
I just never heard the name.
Let's see here. Superman leads to 500%. We talked about this the other day. Surge in dog adoption interest. Crypto, the superdog, has quickly became a real-world hero thanks to the new Superman film. In just 1 week, as we mentioned yesterday, after the movie's release on July 11th, searches for Adopt a Dog Near Me surged by an astonishing 513%.
That's good.
That is good.
That's great for dogs.
More dogs are needed. This terrifies me. I know that you don't like to be in an MRI machine, but I think they're really comforting.
You do?
I can totally fall asleep.
I get claustrophobic, man. I know. It's like being in a coffin.
I don't think.
Not that I've ever been in a coffin, but I'm just saying.
It's like, to me, it's just like being in a spa, and it's like, and they put that really comfy pillow under your head, and you're just.
Don't move. Say
so
less.
You never think about the radiation or any of that?
No, I just take a nap.
Whenever they take me and they stick me in that machine to do that MRI, and they have that, you know, they put all that magnetic metal stuff around you, and then a person has to leave the room, to me that can't be good.
The only thing that I don't like is when they put the dye in you and it makes you feel like you have to pee and you're like, did I pee my pants?
Yeah.
have you guys ever been shot with the dye?
Yeah. I've never had an MRI or anything.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Yeah.
That dye thing, that's pretty wacky,
too. I jumped off a cliff and I landed wrong in the water.
Oh,
yeah.
They pretty much thought I was dead, but I lived. I lived, and they shot that dye in me and I was like, did I pee my pants? Anyway, the reason why I bring this up, two things. Number one, in Southern Illinois, they accidentally left a lady or a guy's oxygen tank inside the and it as soon as they turned on the magnetic
did it explode.
Yeah.
Oh,
they died.
Blew her up.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a happy story.
No. So this 61-year-old guy was wearing a big old chain necklace and he sustained critical injuries after being sucked into the MRI machine. The man entered the magnetic resonance imaging room, and this is in New York. While the machine was in operation and his large metal chain pulled him to the machine. Just his necklace.
Jimmy, like I said, whenever you're in a room like that and they flip a switch to start radiation and one person has to run from the room and leave you in there alone, it's not a good thing.
But imagine a necklace just like pulling you off. I mean, I have a necklace on it. Pull. Oh my God, my necklace.
That's crazy.
That just doesn't seem crazy. I mean, that doesn't seem possible, does it? He's in critical condition. He's in bad shape because of his necklace. Here's what I've learned. Take off your necklaces. Right? So I guess if you have a metal part, you can't get an MRI. Is that right?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Because your knee would suck to the top, I guess.
No, it's not metal.
Oh, it's not?
No,
oh,
okay. No.
What's it made out of?
I don't know. Some... I don't know what
you
it is.
You have plastic in you?
Something like that. It's very hard plastic, yeah.
You probably have to take out all your piercings too, right?
Probably.
Do you have any piercings?
Yeah.
I think you have to take, you got to take all metal off.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Somebody said it's not radiation.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it pulled a guy into
it. It's magnetic resonance imaging.
Well, whatever it is. People run. And they leave me in there by myself.
I think it uses magnets and radio frequencies.
I know. It's just it pulls you in by your necklace. Man, that is strong. All right, let's see here. What else?
You okay? Something flying in your mouth?
What in the hell was that? My apologies, everyone. Caitlin Clark pulled out of the All-Star Weekend. People are not very happy about this.
Well, she had to, did she?
Yeah, she had a
groin. She's injured.
Yeah. She has a groin injury. I know, but everybody's like, play through it, Caitlin. Yeah. I bought tickets.
Well, she was injured. She had one injury to one leg. She came back and played like one game or two games, and then she injured the other leg.
Oh. Yeah.
2 nights ago.
Remember that Kansas City Chief wide receiver, Rashee Rice? Remember that Dallas Highway where they were racing or whatever?
And
they
got out and just left.
Yeah, they just left the car
there.
He
ran from the scene.
And we didn't really hear anything else about it. We're like, you just, like, all of us would be in jail immediately. He just left his car on the highway. Well, anyway, finally, he has been sentenced. He was sentenced to 30 days in jail and 5 years probation. That was yesterday. He and another driver traveling at high speeds in sports cars caused a chain reaction crash involved multiple vehicles and causing injury on a Dallas highway. That happened last year. And Rice pleaded guilty to 2 third-degree felony charges of collision involving seriously body injuries. So 5 years probation is going to be hard for that guy.
Yeah. Well, you know? 30 days in jail. Now, I don't know when he has to report, but the NFL season's coming up.
Oh,
they're saying
right.
that he's going to miss the first month.
Uh-oh. Oh. That's not good, right?
No.
Let's see here. The other big story, and I almost am getting exhausted from it, but I need to tell you guys, is that big CEO, right, of that software firm. What was it called? Like astronomy?
Astronomers.
Yeah. Anyway, viral. Destroyed.
Oh.
His wife just took off the last name of her name off her Facebook page.
I do feel bad for his family and her family because it's just...
And they're funny. I mean, the memes are funny.
Yeah, they are good.
And I guess Coldplay kind of feels bad, but they're like, look, you're the one that's having the affair, right? And then it was really embarrassing because Chris Martin had no idea what was going on. They ducked out of the picture when they did the kiss cam, and he's like, what are you guys having an affair?
That video, there's one person responsible for that video. 10 million people have watched it already.
Oh, really?
And now she's come forward, and she said, hey, I hate that I ruined their lives. I hate I did this to their family, but when you play stupid games, you get stupid prizes.
Wow. Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
She said, I have no idea who these people are. Had no idea. I'm just putting my camera up to record Kiss Cam. That's all she was doing. Yep. She's the one who captured what we're all seeing.
As I mentioned earlier, Brianna Chicken Fry, she said that she was going to release Zach Bryan tapes. Now she's coming out and saying, and then Spindell listened to her podcast yesterday. Now she's saying that there's going to be legal ramifications if she releases them. So she said, if you want to start a GoFundMe page to cover my legal bills, I will release the tapes, but I need a big chunk of GoFundMe money.
I will donate now for that.
It's beyond money for lawyers, though. I mean, imagine what he would sue her for personally.
Well, I know.
Millions of
dollars. Yeah, so she's, I think you're right, Carson. I think a lot of people put money
into
it. Listen,
we just need $1 from everyone in America.
Yeah.
That's it. It only takes a dollar.
Oh, my God. Right? It only takes a dollar. Just one cup of coffee a day.
What is the footage that she's claiming?
I guess that they were at a campfire, and she brought all her friends. They were all camping or whatever, and he goes on some rant and makes all of them cry.
Yeah, he had like a tirade.
Yeah, so, and I guess he was abusive and all this stuff, so she has tape of all that stuff. And, you know, he is so, Zach Bryan sells out like in seconds. Oh my,
well, Red Rocks.
Yeah.
They literally did that whole raffle, and, I mean, people are devastated that they didn't get in on the raffle.
I know. My kid's like, really? You can't get me tickets? I'm like, pfft.
No one, you can't get tickets to a show. You just can't.
You can't. It's like, I have no pull there. Yeah, but he's huge, like bigger than life. And so she could help destroy him, but she said that she needs to move on.
I don't know if it'd destroy him.
Well, it wouldn't make
a lot of those
good
country artists. They seem to go through a lot of stuff. And it never really affects them that much. I don't know. I have no idea.
I just want to see it.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, I want to see
little
it.
Little campfire video.
All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show, Friday. The weekend's almost here. 92. Maybe some rain today.
BJ and Jamie.
All right, quickly here before we have to take a break. The big, entertainment story yesterday was Stephen Colbert. He's out at CBS, the More Late Show over there. Not only is he out, they're canceling late night television.
Doesn't that seem crazy? I mean, it's such a staple.
They say David Letterman's very bummed about this.
Why?
Well, he started it.
Yeah. I thought Johnny Carson started it.
Well, Johnny was on Late Night also, but for CBS, it was because I think Johnny Carson was NBC, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for CBS Late Night, the point being CBS Late Night's getting out of the business, and that's what made Letterman so upset about it. But Colbert has been canceled because of ratings. They say they can't make any money on it. They're paying him. Get this, Jamie. You know what he makes?
I don't.
$16 million a year.
Well, remember, they also canceled, what's his name? What was the fat dude? Celine Dion's, Adele's best buddy, the fat guy.
Oh, James Corden.
Yeah, remember? Yeah. He was making the same kind of money.
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah.
Just ridiculous money, $15 million, something like that a year.
Yeah, they can't afford to keep these shows. Yeah. I mean, they're not bringing in anything. And I saw yesterday where the ratings were ranked, and Stephen Colbert, he was doing like, I don't know, maybe just over like, 5 million, 4 million people or something like that? It's not enough. It's not enough for a national show. Wow. All right, here's Colbert. He's talking about it last night. He's talking about how he's been canceled and CBS is out of the late night business.
Next year will be our last season. The network will be ending The Late Show in May. And I'm not being replaced. This is all just going away. I do want to say that the folks at CBS have been great partners. I'm so grateful to the Tiffany Network for giving me this chair and this beautiful theater to call home. And I am extraordinarily, deeply grateful to the 200 people who work here. We get to do this show. We get to do this show for each other, every day, all day. And I've had the pleasure and the responsibility of sharing what we do every day with you in front of this camera for the last 10 years. And let me tell you, it is a fantastic job. I wish somebody else was getting it.
That's going to be me and Jamie one day.
You know, it's funny. I'm looking at the ratings or whatever, and it says that Jimmy Fallon, who I love, he came in third in late night talk shows.
Yeah, he comes in third.
Yeah.
Number one's a Gutfield guy.
Oh, yeah.
Greg Gutfield?
Yeah.
I think he's number one. I've never seen his show.
Jimmy
I have
Fallon's
no idea.
Super funny. I'm
yeah, Fallon's yeah. down there, number three. And Seth Meyer, have you seen his ratings? This guy, he's next. They're going to let him go,
well,
too.
Jimmy
because...
Kimmel comes in second. He's horrible.
Yeah, I agree.
Jimmy Fallon's way better than Kimmel.
So much better than him. Yeah,
I've never seen Stephen Colbert. I've never seen his show. Have you?
No, I haven't.
I've just seen Colbert clips.
I've never seen it. I've seen clips. I see the feeds. I see all this. I've never sat up or even been up, I think, that late and watch his show. I don't think I've ever seen it.
I followed him since he started on something called The Colbert Report, which was on Comedy Central. But then when I started working on this show, I can't stay up late enough.
Are you sad?
Anymore. Yeah, I like Colbert a lot.
Usually if I'm up too late, you know, on a school night, as I watch Two and a Half Men.
Yeah. I'm with you, Jamie. Right? I'm watching some reruns somewhere.
Yeah, I love Two and a Half Men.
All right, BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. Odyssey app. It's free for your phone. Our podcast, if you miss anything in the program today, will be up there later on this morning. It is Friday, headed into the weekend.
I have good news for you.
What's that?
You are happier than the three of us, than Carson, Spadil, and Jamie.
Oh, I do that.
Yep.
Yeah,
you are much
look
happier.
At me. I'm happy.
Yep.
Why am I happier?
Because the most miserable people on the earth are doom scrollers.
Oh.
And guess how I found that out? Because I was doom scrolling.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Doesn't it? It says.
Now, wait a minute. So they're saying that if you are a person that goes to your phone and you just scroll,
you're unhappy.
That you are a very unhappy looking for some satisfaction on your phone.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
So all three of us. Miserable.
We need help.
There is probably nobody in this building less phone addictive than me.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I swear, nobody.
That's why you're so damn happy.
I can give my phone to my kid, 7 years old, at home, let him look at videos or whatnot, and not even see my phone for 5 and 6 hours easily.
Well, we know this. We try to get a hold
of you. Not even reply. Yeah, I'm just not attached to it.
But then here's another bad survey in my doom scrolling. Did you know there's a thing called miserable wife syndrome?
Yeah, live with it every day.
Oh my God.
Of course. What man out there doesn't know that? That's married.
I'm going to.
She's miserable.
Here's what's the weird part. Okay, so I was googling things to buy for a bride because I'm going to a wedding this evening.
Yeah,
and so she doesn't have a registry or anything like that. Ooh. It's just a small intimate wedding, right? But I want to bring her something, so I was googling that, and then at the bottom of like things that you can take to a wedding, blah blah blah, it came up miserable wife syndrome. I was like, what is the timing on this? Yeah.
Does it give like symptoms?
Like what you do.
You got to notice?
Yeah. Well, these are the things that you do that make miserable wives.
Okay. What do I do?
Not you, but I mean people.
Yeah, men.
Yeah, men. You completely ignore us. Like there's just this complete, like you don't even hear us.
That's easy to do. Yeah.
Check in one ear, out the other.
Yeah, check it off.
Exactly.
Yep.
That you have no empathy at all. Like if she stubbed her toe, you're like, well, you shouldn't have stepped on that.
Yeah. That's been there for a while. Funny you hit it again. Way to go there, klutz. Things like that.
You have you don't do anything together. You don't have activities that you do together.
Okay. All right.
And I find that's a lot of couples.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we were talking about this in our group chat about how we, when we first started dating our husbands or boyfriends or whatever, we tried to participate in stuff that they liked. Like my girlfriend, she said she tried to do a 14er.
Yeah. I think
thank you.
I think if you fake it though, you can't pull it off. I don't know. I mean, I can't. I know that. Like, I cannot fake being into the running world.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I cannot fake her doing a triathlon and me somehow helping participate in that. I can't fake it because I'm miserable doing it.
Try being engaged to a professional snowboarder.
Yeah. You see what I'm what I mean? And
I'm
can't.
I do pizza slices and french fries, okay? And so the next thing I know, I'm on a freaking snowboard. I'm catching an edge, and I'm going to die. Yeah.
And she hates sports.
Yeah.
So getting her to sit down and watch a football game, baseball, basketball, whatever, is I know she hates it. Yeah. So it doesn't even make me happy that she's sitting there watching it with me because she hates it. I know it.
I do have some guilt about that. When I was married, but I was so young that I wanted to be doing stuff. Like sitting on a couch and watching sports seemed like such a waste of somebody's life. And so I remember being appalled at my husband sitting there. And he's like, I'm a freaking surgeon. This is my only day where I mentally get to rest my brain and watch the Broncos play and all this. And I was just like, oh, you're just bleh. But now I sit on my ass and watch football.
Yeah, there you go. And then for me, I feel the exact same way for somebody like yourself or Carson. You guys sitting around watching Bravo and watching The Bachelor. What a waste of friggin' time in my world. You see what I'm saying? So I see both sides of it.
And I thought that too, because you go, oh yeah, I watched some golf yesterday. I was like, on a Thursday? Ugh.
Yeah. I watched Thursday golf yesterday afternoon. It was the first round.
Yeah.
And Scottie Scheffler was on. That's one of the reasons I watch. But I watch. But you see how we see something completely different?
Exactly.
Because when you talk about you watching Real Housewives,
right,
I got no interest, and I shouldn't have an interest in it.
Well, right.
And watching golf on a Thursday afternoon, you shouldn't have an interest in that.
All right. So here's the list of the people that are the happiest in the world, okay? All right, here's what they have. They researched all these people. This is what they have in common, okay. And they're the happiest people in the world, okay? Number one is no doom scrolling.
Well, no, failed that one.
Bitch.
Out at number one.
That's easy.
People that do something new, that they're never caught in a rut, that they do something new, like, I don't know, pickleball. Look how happy I am.
I will tell you, over the past week or so, I've had a resurgence of energy in doing more by just taking on a project like restoring this car that I'm doing.
Right.
It really does help. When you find a project, is what it is. It does motivate you a little bit more. You're more active.
Eat the rainbow.
What is that?
Not Skittles.
Yeah.
Eat all your colors. All the people that are happiest eat all the rainbow vegetables.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can't do that.
I'm just telling you.
Can't do that.
Walk every single day.
Love walking. I take Zane for a walk at least 2 times a day.
I walk every day, too.
Yeah.
How do you think I get in here? You think I'm riding a scooter every day? Like, no,
I walk every day.
I walk to the car in the morning. I walk up the stairs. Well, not the stairs. I walk to the elevator. I walk every day.
And then you're supposed to, the happiest people get at least 20 minutes of sunshine every single day.
Absolutely. I agree with that.
So
I get that.
That's it. It's 20 minutes sunshine, walk every single day, do something new, don't doom scroll, and eat the rainbow.
Well, listening to that list, I should be happier.
You should be, especially with the doom scroll.
I check off a lot of that stuff, but I'm not as happy as what, what I'm supposed to be.
You're not the happiest person on the earth?
Not yet.
Not yet.
BJ and Jamie. No.
There's quite a bit to do this weekend. You got the Cirque du Soleil down there at the Ball Arena. You got the Renaissance Festival. Get your tickets there. You got that big adult pool party that's happening at Elitch Gardens tonight.
Yep. I have a question.
Yeah.
Has anybody ever gone to, I think it's called the Russian Banya?
Never.
In Parker?
No. Never.
No? Have you ever heard of it?
Nope.
Okay, so I was in Lanai, and, you know, like, I was just telling the guy, I was like, oh, yeah, you know, my muscles hurt, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, you're from Colorado? You got to go to this Russian banya in Parker. And I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, it's this Russian banya. It's in Parker. They hit you with branches. They take branches and they hit you with these branches.
They smack you with branches.
That's at my house. I guess that happens at my house too. So
I guess they hit you with branches and then they pour honey all over you.
Really?
That's not at my house. The honey part. No. My honey hitting me with branches. Yeah, it's my house.
I would just love to know if anybody's ever gone to this. If you could text us, I'd love to know about it. If it's a real thing. I mean, it's. Because, you know, you think Russian banya, you're thinking like happy ending or something.
Yeah,
right.
That's what it kind of sounds like.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? So I don't want to go to this place if like it's like tickle, tickle.
It feels like, just from the name of it, it feels like it's a drive-thru to pick up a Russian bride.
I know, right? It does. Because I've never heard of Russians being really into health. I mean, all I know about Russians is vodka, right? Yeah. You know, it's like when I think health, I don't think, I'm going to go to that Russian place.
No. Never heard of it.
And getting hit by branches?
It doesn't sound relaxing or good for you.
It amazes me how many places pop up in the news that's here in Denver that I've never heard of.
I know.
Never been to, especially with restaurants, okay? Every now and then, you know that whole list of the best restaurants in town? There'll be 25 restaurants on there, and I don't know any of them. Any of them.
He just looked it up, and there's a Eugene special. What's
a Eugene special?
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the blue jean special.
If you got to ask, you can't afford it. Yeah.
I'm going to call it the blue jean.
What is a Eugene special?
It just says banya and then 90 minutes massage.
Right. Eugene special?
Yeah.
See, this is what scares me. You talk about not knowing places. Here you go to a squirrel rescue place, right?
Yeah.
You have this little squirrel, and he's got a broken foot, and you go over to a rescue center. Next thing you know, you're swinging.
Yeah.
You're invited to the after party.
Yeah, what's that place called? Squirrel
Lodge.
Is it? Or is it a ranch? Okay, Squirrel Lodge.
Oh, Squirrel Ranch. Yeah.
Squirrel Ranch.
Yeah. Scarlet.
Scarlet. Yeah. Jeez. I think those are different spots.
I don't know. I know what Jamie's talking about.
It's a squirrel rescue.
Yeah. It's Scarlet.
Yeah, it's a squirrel rescue.
Daytime, it's squirrel.
By night.
They have different nuts at night. Yeah. Remember, that was the slogan. Squirrel in the day, different nuts
at
night.
I didn't see that slogan. Yeah, I need a
t-shirt. Oh, yeah, I remember it. Yeah. All right, I got a story here, and I find this just absolutely coincidental, okay? Do you remember, Jamie, the name Felix, I think it was Baumgartner. Do you remember that name?
No.
Do you remember the guy that stood on the edge of that spaceship and jumped from space?
Oh, yeah, I do remember. For a Red Bull?
Yeah.
Yeah.
25 miles he jumped.
He didn't get a lot of publicity. Remember? It was.
Oh, he did. Yes, he did.
Like, I felt like it kind
of. He got tons of publicity. No, that thing was everywhere.
It was everywhere.
I don't feel like it was, honestly.
We watched it live here in the studio that morning.
I remember seeing the video everywhere, but I don't remember him actually getting like.
Yeah, the press. I don't even know his name. Yeah. I obviously don't even know his name.
Yeah, he was everywhere. I remember like promotional videos.
Okay, well, anyway. Go ahead. Well, we can agree to. We can agree to disagree.
We sat here that morning.
Okay, we can agree to disagree. Moving on.
Well, I'm just saying, Jimmy.
I'm just saying, I didn't know his name.
He jumps from 24 miles in space. That was in 2012, I think it was. And yesterday, he dies paragliding.
Oh, man.
The same man that jumped from space for 24 miles. You know, and he got one of those little contraptions. You know those little, like, looks like a go-kart with wings?
Yeah.
That they sit on and fly? He was flying one of those yesterday in Italy.
Is it parasailing? Is that it?
Paragliding. Yeah, it's paragliding.
Okay.
Paragliding. He went into a pool, a swimming pool.
Oh, God.
Loaded with people in it.
Wow.
Hit some hotel employee on the way down. But the weird part is, here's a guy that jumped from space. And survived it. Man, when you go back and watch that video of him jumping from space, it is unbelievable. How he gets into that spin, gets himself out of it, it's crazy. And then he goes in this little paragliding thing, and it kills him. Only 56 years old.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, that is crazy.
Here he is.
He's the man who went to the edge of space and jumped.
I'm going over.
Felix Baumgartner, known for death-defying stunts, killed in a motorized paragliding accident along the Italian coast yesterday. Local officials say the 56-year-old crashed into the side of a hotel pool. Known as Fearless Felix, Baumgartner gained international acclaim for his heart-pounding 24-mile jump from the edge of space, seen in these videos from sponsor Red Bull, the first skydiver to fall faster than the speed of sound.
So my plan is to climb out on that window washer crane and do a base jump from top of that building.
And that wasn't his only feat. In 1999, he set the world record for highest parachute jump from atop the Petronas Towers in Malaysia. In 2003...
Man, these daredevils. That's crazy.
I love the Red Bull videos. I love them. I think they're insane.
That jump he made from the edge of space, it's from here. If you did it distance-wise, it's from here to my house. It's 24 miles he jumped. And he survived it without his heart exploding.
Man.
Unbelievable.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Such a shame.
Yeah, bad ending yesterday.
I know he did.
It all came crashing down, right? All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice. BJ and Jamie. It just hit me. I'm so sorry.
Hang on a second.
Let me turn on all these microphones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Today, I'm having my farewell wings.
Farewell wings today.
Today is Friday. It closes up shop in less than 2 weeks. And no more chicken wings and boobies.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure you can find that somewhere, but I'm just saying at my location that I go to that they're closing up shop.
I thought they're all shutting down, no?
Maybe
another one somewhere?
I think one down in Colorado Springs might be shutting down. But for Denver, I think only three locations will now be left here in Colorado from what I'm seeing.
Road trip.
Here. Yeah, possibly.
Yeah.
We're talking Hooters.
Wait.
Hooters will be shutting down.
Wait, it's already closed?
Closes on the 31st.
This is why AI is bad. Will you read that, Shmadil?
Yeah, it says, yes, a Denver area Hooters location is closing, specifically the Hooters in Lone Tree, which is the one BJ goes to, and it says it will be closing on July 13th.
Yeah.
This one says July 31st.
That's why AI is bad.
Yeah.
You can never trust it. You can't.
Been around for 10 years.
Aww.
10 years.
So sad.
And the wings are gone, man.
Yeah.
It is sad. It is sad. You know what's going to happen? I got to become a Twin Peaks fan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you should.
Yeah. They have the pregnant waitresses.
I want to circle back to this banya thing that I was talking about, the Russian banya, I think it is. People are raving about this place in Parker. They say it's amazing that you get hit with like oak leaves or whatever.
And then they pour honey on you.
Yeah, they pour honey.
Dump ice cold water on you.
Yeah, and people are loving it. They said it's in Parker. And they did say there's another one off of Colfax called Izba or something like that. But they said the one on Colfax, they had to get off the table. It was so painful. It was so deep.
Are you going to try it?
Yeah, I totally am. Yeah. They said it was the best massage what's it called?
Izbuska.
Izbuska in Parker.
Spa.
No kidding.
Yeah, people are, I mean, it's not fancy. It's not a Four Seasons or anything like that. It's pretty,
basic.
Totally basic, but they say it's amazing. So just so you know, they said there's no tickle tickle. It's like they go deep. You should probably go there too.
There's no tickle tickle? Why do you think I go to Hooters? I'm more of a tickle tickle dude. Okay, I'm not about that deep tissue crap. Okay, that's for the birds.
Bring a massage table into Hooters.
No. All I want is tickle, 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 tickle. Keep tickling me. I'm tickle me elbow. Yeah. Tickle me BJ.
Oh, my God.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history podcast created by me, Professor Greg Jackson. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
You guys just play music all day?
What?
Somebody just texted us and said, do you guys just play music all day? Do you actually talk?
We did a couple of tunes there. A couple of tunes because they're big hits, babe.
Sometimes we got to pee.
Yeah. We gave you Posty. We gave you Taylor Swift. What else you want?
Exactly.
What else you want?
God. All right.
Come on.
Bitchy. All right. A couple of things. First of all, man, this CEO, you guys, he cannot get a break. Now, Lego has come out with its first first set of Legos called My First Affair.
I don't think it's his first affair.
I don't think it is either, to
no,
be honest.
No, I don't. No. When you are ballsy enough to go with the HR director and get busted there, you've done something in the past, too.
And so here's the thing, Andy and Kristen, okay, you're gonna know these names forever. Andy and Kristen, they were at the Coldplay concert, and they're both having affairs on their significant others, and the Kiss Cam came along, and they were smooching, they were huggy duggy, you know what I mean? They were and what gave it away, and I agree with Carson 100%. The moment
he ducked, like, come on. People know that something's going on.
None of us would have even cared about this kiss cam if he would have just stayed right
there.
Seriously,
it would have just been another couple up on the kiss cam for 5 seconds and that's it.
We might have found out about it later from his wife or something like that, but the reaction when he saw the camera on the Jumbotron,
Dive!
There's a lot of suggestions on the internet how he could have fixed this. Somebody said, why didn't he act like he was giving her the Heimlich?
Yeah.
You know, like that would have been like if he saw the camera like, oh, God.
Well, she's choking.
Yeah, she's choking. Right. Paramount just put out a thing. Why didn't you act like you were on Titanic? But here's the thing. They're saying that Andy, he showed Kristen a lot of favoritism and that she came up through the ranks because Andy was boinking her. So there's all kinds of problems at the company. They're now also saying that the thing that the company could make a statement and say, we're going to do an outside investigation into this. And we're going to look into how this has affected our company. And it says some of this, it's a startup, so they're funded, right? It says some of the investors are going, wait a minute. And so they might have some of their funding pulled. It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's a really
big mess. He's the CEO, so yeah. I mean, it's at the very top right now. Her being in HR, too, telling people how they should conduct themselves around the office and different things. I mean, you're talking about a hypocrite.
Yeah.
I mean, so is he. I'm not putting all the blame on her by any means whatsoever. But her, she is an HR director for the company.
And they said that he promoted her all the way up there because of that. Because he was, so she got more money and all that stuff. But yeah, do we have a no fraternization policy here?
I have no idea.
You want to get together and see?
No, I do not.
Test it out.
I'm a married man.
Yeah, but are you happy?
No, that doesn't mean anything. Still married.
Oh my God!
Good
all
to
right.
Do it now.
Let's see here. There was a couple other things I wanted to get to. First of all, you know my boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. His name is Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Yeah, he is my boyfriend, and he does not know this, of course. Did you see his pants?
His pants?
Oh, my God.
No. I haven't seen his pants.
Talk about moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Wow.
Holy Toledo, you
are
guys.
Are they tight?
Oh, my God.
Tight pants?
Oh, he's got some tight pants on. So tight.
Okay.
Yeah. And see those, Schmidl?
They're very tight.
Those
yeah.
are very tight. Yes.
I wonder how he walks in that.
I don't know. He's... What's the guy from the Weather Channel, that Jim or whatever?
Cantor.
Yeah, he's wearing Jim Cantor pants.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the reason why I bring it up is Bryson, he's a golfer, right? He's my boyfriend. I love him. And he did not get one birdie on round one. Not one birdie. Round two, 7 of them.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that crazy?
Pretty good.
With his tight pants on. Yeah, let's go, buddy boy. Let's go. All right. Let's see here. Oh, there's a really cool thing I was just showing Carson. It's on the market. Well, it's not on the market. It has crowdfunding right now. You guys, you got to see this thing. I'll post it. This guy has come up with an AI laser for mosquitoes.
Oh.
Right?
It's the best thing ever.
It's a little box that you put out on your porch, and when it detects a little mosquito, it goes bzing, bzoom, and it blows it up in the air in mid-flight.
It's like playing centipede.
It is. It is. Bzoom,
yeah.
Bzoom. Yeah, and so it's called the Photon Matrix. It's an AI laser. It can kill 30 per second of mosquitoes, and he's getting crowdfunding. People love it. The only thing I wonder is, like, can it distinguish between, like, your dog's eyeball and a mosquito?
I
know?
Hope so, yeah.
Or, like, right? Once it kills the mosquito, does the laser keep going? Like, if I'm on the other side of the mosquito, am I going to get hit by the laser?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have questions, too.
I don't know, but I need one at my house because it would be like a machine gun going off.
I know, 30 per second.
So many.
And it can do flies, it can do gnats, it can do fruit flies, all that. So I'm telling you, this is going to be the next new greatest thing. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath's final concert film is going to be released in 2026. A film with Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, that was a huge concert, titled Back to the Beginning, Ozzy's Final Bow, will be released in theaters early 2026.
That's going to be a good, I think it's going to be a good moneymaker for the charity. Jared! this charity, they've already raked in millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from this concert.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Highest grossing for a charity ever, right?
Right.
And now they're going to put it in theaters. And that's why they're doing it. They're putting it in theaters so they can gain more money for the charity.
Do you think they're not going to take a dime of that?
No, it's going to be for charity.
You think so?
I'm sure it is, okay. Yeah. Because doesn't he have Alzheimer's? Parkinson's, right? Parkinson's, and he goes to that foundation.
Some guy named Steven just got fired. Because, you know, I'm going to say his last name wrong.
Why?
What's his last
name? Colbert.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, he just got fired, and he's been on TV for 10 years on Late Night, and he announced that it was his last show. I guess the ratings and the revenue didn't work out, and so... He got kicked to the curb.
Those shows, late night shows, are doing terrible right now. Every one of them.
It's because it's streaming. Because people like me are on Netflix. And we're like, not Netflix, Netflix.
It's crazy.
I think that's a streaming service too.
But it is.
I'm going to start that one. I'm going to start Netflix with a great name.
That would take off so bad. Oh my God,
I got to go on and buy that right now. That name, Netflix.com. Yeah, man. Who needs OnlyFans when you have Netflix? Oh my God. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel, he responded to Stephen being kicked to the curb. He said really mean things. He's like, oh, okay, CBS, nice. Just take your Sheldons and get out of here. I love all the Sheldon stuff. I love that. Young Sheldon is a great show. My God. Anyway, so yeah, that was the whole thing.
I think they know they're going to be next.
Who?
People Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet Seth Meyers. Right. Yeah. They all know it's coming. Yeah. Look at all their ratings. They just cannot make. I mean, these guys are getting paid. I mean, if they would go back to the company and they would go to CBS or ABC or somebody and say, hey, look, instead of paying me $15, $16 million, why don't you pay me $5 and I'll do this show? They could probably save it.
Yeah.
But when you get overpaid and you don't bring in ratings, boom, you're gone.
Thank you all for listening. We're very appreciative. Big hug to all of you. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Anyway, play golf at Coors Field. I know BJ hates this. He thinks it's dumb, but I think it's really cool. You can play a round of golf inside Coors Field. Upper Deck Golf returns to Denver on Friday, October 3rd and 4th. And so I guess it's PXG is going to be there and all that. And you just hit the golf balls from the top deck.
Yep.
It's such a great event that we can count on this every single year because we won't be in the playoffs.
What is
it? It's an annual event.
October
3rd. October?
Yeah. Wow, that's mean.
That's so cool they can do that.
You can buy your tee time, get on the wait list or whatever. You go to upperdeckgolfing.com. Again, it's upperdeckgolfing.com. I'm intrigued by it, but I get what your side of it was when I brought it up last year. Like,
yes.
Why?
I don't get it.
You said it's Top Golf.
I just don't get it. I don't get what it's all about.
Yeah.
Is it for charity?
Is that why they
do it? I don't know. Who gets paid for this? Because you got to buy tickets to participate.
Yeah, I bet they're not cheap either. It's a thing that where they go against, they go around to the most legendary ballparks and stadiums across the country. You get a first-class experience while hitting tee shots from the upper deck throughout Coors Field down to the custom greens on the field below. You start and end your round at the Clubhouse Festival inside the park. They have music, food, and golfing challenges.
Yep.
Well, that sounds kind of fun.
Yeah, get your tickets if you want to participate.
Again, that is at upperdeckgolfing.com, upperdeckgolfing.com. All right, there you go, Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday. The weekend is almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
I wish I could whistle. I'm like Peppa Pig. I just admire that. People that can whistle.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
I don't know. My dad and my son, they do it and they don't even... Well, my dad used to. My son doesn't even know he's whistling.
No kidding.
Yeah, he doesn't even know what's happening. I was like, why are you whistling?
Well, there's whistling, and then there's being able to carry a tune with whistling.
Like he said, that's I don't even know I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh my God, it is true about like you have, like it came from Grandpa Bob, obviously.
Down, yeah.
Yeah. Because it drive me nuts when my dad would do it so loud and like freaking, I don't know, tire store.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
I admire that though.
You do?
Yeah. Old man whistling. Yeah. I could do a whistle, but you got to do the fingers in that thing. And it's very, very loud, which is I'm very proud of. But I wish I could do like that song has.
But you can't just whistle, really? Can I try? No, you have to put your lips together and blow.
I can't whistle. Never could.
Wow. Not good, but.
What about you, Spadale? It's whistle time. You know how many people are in their cars right now trying this?
Yeah.
Just say it. I wish I could whistle.
You gotta wet your lips a little bit, too.
Yeah, you're dry.
Yeah,
I can't. Dry. I'm a dry lipper, man. I just cannot whistle.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I gotta tell you, man, the number one story in the country.
Yep.
This affair, man. This affair busted at a Coldplay concert.
I think we've just uncovered some more information, I think, by mistake. So Carson and I did a deep dive into the guy, Andy. Andy and Kristen, they were caught smooching on the Jumbotron, and they're both married to other people.
They're canoodling.
They are canoodling, and he's the CEO, and she's the
HR director.
Yeah. And so they were caught on cam. Andy ran for the hills. He was so freaked out. He ducked like he's 7 years old. Ah, I'm so scared of the camera.
He ducks. She turns her back. She finally just finds her way out of there.
Yeah. And so
then you've got the other lady. There's another lady in the video. She's great because you can tell that she's in on this. She knows exactly what's going on. You can tell by her face is like, oh, crap. We're caught. She's got this look like, oh, she doesn't have to run. She doesn't have to run, but she knows she's right there in the middle of it. Yep.
So Carson did a deeper dive and he found out that he's from like some
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Originally, right?
Yep.
And so, but the company is based out of Ohio. So we're thinking this was a work trip. So it gets worse.
I'm thinking the opposite.
What?
I'm thinking that he lives in Massachusetts because he's at Gillette Stadium. His family is there. He came back out from his work is in Ohio. He's back at home, but he brought her out to his hometown.
Oh, he even went deeper.
Wow. That's what I think's going on. Because if he's from Massachusetts, that means his family, the wife and kids, are all in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
he's flown her from Ohio
to
meet him to be at the concert, right?
And that other girl's the executive assistant that's helping cover it all up.
She traveled with this woman.
Yeah.
This woman, the HR director, and this woman, she didn't want to come by herself, so she brought this lady with her, and they showed up.
Okay, question then.
And now he literally is cheating in his own backyard.
All right, so question, who did he say he was going with?
Oh,
he probably didn't even say he was going to the concert.
Oh, okay.
He probably just said he had a work night.
Yeah.
That he has going out to dinner,
I
maybe
got a
some other
meeting.
Yeah, something like that.
She obviously doesn't have Life 360.
Oh, he never told his wife that he was going to the concert because what if his wife said, I'm a big Coldplay fan.
Yeah.
I want to go too. Get me a ticket because she knows he's a CEO.
Yeah.
He could pull this off. So I'm sure he told her that he was going to some restaurant, some big high meeting. I'm going to be out late, honey. Go ahead and go to bed. Put the kids to bed. I'll be home when I can. But that's what it's looking like to me.
This whole thing is a mess. She's going to get one hell of a payout.
Oh, it's going to be
the wife.
The wife.
Yeah.
The HR person's about to be fired.
Yeah, and so is he, my guess is.
Yeah.
Because they said that he put her through the ranks and showed favoritism the whole time. And so they're both toast. Or as they say, people don't say toast anymore. They say cooked.
Yeah, cooked.
Yeah. Toast is over. I know. I gotta get with it. They're cooked.
What about the lady that's an accomplice? Now, does she get fired too?
Oh,
because she's in on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh? You a lot of questions.
I think you clean
well,
house.
Well, I think that she gets to stay because she felt forced by the CEO.
I'm with you. I think she gets to stay. I think she's going to save her job. The only reason the other lady would lose her job, the HR director, is because she is HR director. So she is the person telling all the other employees, don't be doing this crap. You can't be going out to concerts with the CEO when he's married.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Shit, that's why she's going to get popped for this.
Yeah. So this whole thing, oh my God.
What a great story.
But even our boss, I mean, Kabasaman Mike is not a gossiper, and he's the most mellow, chill, cool guy you'll ever meet. He came in here, and he's like, what about that affair?
Oh, he was so excited.
The world is talking about this. Yeah. I cannot think of two people that went from nothing as far as a public stage, for the most part, to this type of news coverage, and it's all because of the internet.
And already to get your first Lego set.
Oh, my gosh.
And it says it's called My First Affair, and it's like, it's Chris Martin. It's Chris Martin in the corner. You build him out, and then you build these two up on the balcony.
Are you telling me that I can leave here right now, and I can run over here to Target and pick up that Lego set?
It's already been in production. Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm headed then.
BJ and Jamie.
That'll do it. We're done. We're done for a Friday.
I cannot believe how clever people are about this affair thing. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. Carson just showed me something on the TikTok shop.
Yeah. It's a t-shirt, and it's the best thing I've ever seen. What did it say? Hold on.
It's a picture of Coldplay, like the cover album.
Yeah, it's like the cover album says Coldplay. Divorce tour below it. And it's got the picture of them in the sphere. And then it also says behind it says, I took my side piece to the Coldplay concert and it ruined my life. That's the back.
That's the back of it.
$6 on TikTok shop. I'm buying it.
Somebody should change it to Coldplayer.
Oh, yeah, right?
Player. He's a player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We could do our own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Big shout out. You're going to a wedding today.
I am, but she doesn't want her name mentioned.
Well, congratulations to her, who we can't mention her name.
I think she's knocked up.
You know, what?
Well,
no way.
If you want to keep it secret.
I mean, that does, yeah. There is something, yeah.
You mean Sally? Sally is knocked up?
Sally's knocked up, man.
Sneaky, sneaky.
I mean, if you're having Sally. A tiny wedding, right? Yeah, it's a tiny, tiny wedding. Right. And I was told not to tell anybody. I mean, come on.
Yep, Sally's pregnant.
Yeah. Congratulations on the baby.
What do they call that? With a child.
Yes, with child.
Yes, we're going to a wedding with child. With child. Everybody have a great weekend, man. We will see you back here on Monday, promise. And be safe. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you then. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.